He says in Psalms 103, verse 1, this would give you something to study all week instead of having idle time. You sincerely write these scriptures down, these verses, you should. Psalms 103, verse 1, the Psalm of David. It says, bless Yahweh. He tells us how to bless him, oh my soul. That means with your entire being, your body, your mind, your spirit, your heart, your love. You're supposed to bless him. That's why the expression, hallelujah. They have taken that and replaced it with a Greek pagan expression, alleluia. That is what the Roman Catholic whore did in Revelation. It is not alleluia, it is hallelujah. And it actually should be enunciated, hallelujah. Praise is honor, exaltation unto Yahweh. And what they did in Revelation, they changed it to alleluia, is wrong. She has had her hands in everything. David said, I will bless Yahweh. No, I'm not going to bless the Lord. I'm going to bless Yahweh. Oh, my soul. He said, and all that is within me, what do we bless? You can't bless him unless you bless his name. And this world is full of hypocrisy. And as we sit here, we're full of hypocrisy because how can you bless him without blessing his name? How can you believe Psalms 23 and you don't believe Psalms 103, verse 1? And yet this world of hypocrisy will make an excuse for that. I understand what that means. It means his name, Hashem. The name. Well, what is the name? That is what that expresses. It's to read that way and bless his Hashem. H-A-S-H-A-M-E, Hashem. His name. The name is what that expresses. Well, what is the name that we're going to bless? Lord? God? Jesus? Ashtaroth, Jupiter, Saturn. No, there's only one name. And the name is Yahweh. Ezekiel 36, verse 23. Ezekiel 36, 23. Now, what a profound statement here. Is this the true saints? I want to ask you all a question. Just pause for a minute, all of you. Please look at me. Just look at me. Was Ezekiel a lying prophet? Was Obadiah a lying prophet? Was Amos a lying prophet? Did they have the inspired truth of Yahweh? You think they wrote to us a lie, or was all scripture given by the inspiration of Yahweh? It's given by Yahweh's inspiration, wasn't it? Now, if that's the case, let's go to Ezekiel 36:12. Yahweh says in Ezekiel 36, verse 23, Yahweh says, and I will sanctify my great name. Is the word God great? Is the word Lord great? There's only one name that is great. He said, and I will sanctify. Do you understand? It's not what we have been taught in our vernacular. We think that sanctified is some woman with some old stockings with runs through them, her head unkept, eyes matted. She hasn't bathed in weeks. That's not sanctification. What Yahweh means that I will set my name apart from every deity and divine power of hell, and I will be separated. He says, so I'm going to sanctify my great name. Why? Because it has been profaned amongst who? And that's what the heathens are doing today. They're making a mockery of the name of Yahweh. They're taking away from his identity. He's going to sanctify his name and his people. Only his people are going to call him by name. Because he seeketh those to worship him. He said, which ye have profaned in the midst of them, the heathen shall know that I am. I am who? Yahweh. Said the mighty Yahweh, or the sovereign Yahweh, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. He said, I'm going to make you right. I'm going to do it. I'm not going to rely upon you to do it. Now, he calls his name great. And this heathen generation says his name is not great. And so they say the name Jesus is great. But that name is not great. The name of Yahweh is a great name. You never see in scripture where Messiah said, my name is great. But the Father's name is great. Because that's the name he came to make known to a heathen generation and unto us Gentiles. That's what he did. And that's the truth. He says in the 39th chapter of Ezekiel. The 39th chapter. Either that is the truth, what I just read, or it's a lie. He says in the 7th verse of Ezekiel. Ezekiel 39 verse 7. He says, so will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel. Now stop for a moment, please. Now think logically. Think logically, please. Just think with some kind of logic. Use some logistics. Add some thought to that. Does that statement, is it simple? Is that statement simple? Don't sit here like hypocrites, oh man. Is that statement simple in Ezekiel 39:7? So I will make my holy name known in the midst of my people, Israel. Does that mean he's going to make his authority? He means what it says. Is that hard to understand? That's not hard to understand. He said, I'm going to make my name known only in the house of Israel. Everyone is not the house of Israel. They that say that they're Yardims are not Yardims. They're false ones. He makes his name known. He's not going to allow this heathen generation to blaspheme his name. He said, I'm going to make it known in the house of Israel. And he calls his name holy. And if you say his name is not holy, you don't even have the Holy Spirit. You don't even have no holiness about you. You may have a form of religion, but you deny the power. That's a powerful statement. That's a powerful statement. When the one that created you tells you his name is holy, who created us? Was it Yahweh that created us? Did he not make us? When he tells you his name is holy, is it holy? If he tells you his name is holy, is it holy? His name is holy. Why? Because he said it. It's either this is the truth or this is a lie. Now, if all the other gods retain their name, what? Yahweh never retained his. Tell me. That's the only place I will make my name known. And I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. So they're not going to pollute his name. His house isn't. Now the pagans, he's going to give them over to their pagan ways. He said they won't pollute it anymore. And the heathen shall know that I am Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel. He said they're going to know who I am. The heathens now. Those in the pagan religion. All these heathens know that his name is Yahweh. And all of their doctrinal statements, Jehovah Witnesses, and all of them, the Seventh-day Adventists, they all know that. They know that his name is Yahweh. They know that. Well, the name has been lost, then all other names have been lost too then. If the author's name has been lost, how do you give credibility to the other names? There's no credibility to the name Abraham, if the one that made Abraham and gave him the power to obey his covenant and his laws, if his name is law, Abraham's name means nothing. None whatsoever. Say what you want to. The name Jesus has no power. And it doesn't. That's why we've been walking in sin and corruption. Pollution. Let us go back to Genesis. Chapter 3, verse 5. I'm going to teach this message in a way that is going to bless the hearts of Yahweh's house, just his house. And I'm not going to get worried because all I got is his time. My time is all paid for. It's all been bought. So I have no free time. It's his time. I have no free time. Scripture says in Genesis chapter 3, verse 5. This is what Shaitan says to Eve. I will use the expression Elohim. For Elohim doth know that in the day that you eat thereof, that your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. That's what it says. Ye shall be as Eloah. Eloah. You'll know the difference between good and evil. Your power is false, and they were taken under a false delusion, and they disobeyed Yahweh. You tell me in order to be like one that instructs you, you must disobey what he says? You just the logics of one's mind would tell you can't do that. If you say, I want to be like him, they had this advertisement out when Michael Jordan was a ball player. I want to be like Mikey. So you had everybody wearing their pants, drooping off their buttocks. You had them all with their tongues out of their mouths. You had all that, so they had to do the things to emulate Michael Jordan, to be like him. So in order to be like Yahweh, you must do what he commands you to do. So that was diametrically opposed to what Yahweh says. He told them you disobey him, and then you will become as him. How is that? Well, he said you'll become like me. Bewitched, rebellious, corrupt. Just disobey him. Now there is where the strength of that spirit was introduced. And that's why from that moment, what you had from there, what did you have from there? You had the Tower of Babel. You had Cain and Abel. Cain slew his brother. You had every kind of religious sadistic gods established. What were they doing in the Tower of Babel with the Nimrod? They were trying to reach their God. From that point, the spirit of the powers of the gods were introduced. What is the God? One that lives above the natural realm of man. Scripture tells us that even all gods are idols. They've been made by hand. Now, if that's the case, were Yahweh made by man's hand? It's in Scripture. I will get to those things too. Exodus chapter 12, verse 12. Exodus. The passing. Exodus 12, verse 12. He always says, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night. Exodus 12, 12. I believe this. He said, and I will smite all the firstborns in the land of Egypt. Did he do that? Both man and beast, did he do that? And against all the gods of Egypt, did he do that? I will execute judgment. Why? Now, who is he? I am God. I am Lord. He called them gods. If we use that expression, he called all them gods. Well, that's a small g. My friend, when this Hebraic expression was translated, it was with a capital G. He said, I'm going to bring judgment against all the gods of Egypt. I will execute judgment. Why? Because I am Yahweh. He did not say, I am the Lord. I am God. He said, I am Yahweh. And he executed judgment upon them. You can see some of the same relics of their gods purported today in what we call Christianity. Who was Dagon? He was the what kind of God? Do you all know? I'll tell you. He was the fish god. Wasn't he the symbol of a fish? That's what Dagon is, wasn't he? Isn't that the symbol you see on all cars today? The fish and all of that? They're purported these pagan idioms into what they call Christianity. They're ignorant people. And Shaul did not learn the proper protocol of Yahweh until he met Messiah on that road to Damascus. Then he had to go be set aside and unlearned and then learn the ways of Yahweh. You don't learn them in your theological institutions. It comes by the power of the Spirit, and these men don't have the Spirit today. You look up the word Dagon and see the symbol of the sign of Dagon. It was a fish. And that's what you see on all these cars today, the fish. You see that. He says in Exodus 15:11, I do want to move expeditiously. Now, you all can write these scriptures down. You can go back. I want to move because there's quite a bit I want to get in the next hour or so. He says in Exodus 15:11, it says, who is like unto thee, O Yahweh, among the gods? The Elohim. Who is like Yahweh? Who is like thee in thy mighty and powerful holiness, fearful in praise, doing wonders? What God can do what he does? What God can resurrect the dead? Yet they say that they all can. Eclipius, Zeus. Zeus is one of the matriarchs, or one of the hierarchy of the God system in the Greek mythology. Zeus. He is the one. And that is what that word God, it has its root meaning in pagan idiom. And Zeus is one. That's why if you search the 1611, when they
the name of Elijah, they put Elizeus. It's there. And this English generation don't want to see it there. You can show them. Well, that doesn't mean it means that. What does it mean? Because his name is not Elijah, it's Elijah. Y-A-H. And express who and the personality that he came in. So they say, Elizeus, it's there. I have the original. 1611, you can't tell me. I look at it often and say, how did this get passed? Tell me. How did that get passed? It's there. Elizeus. It's in there. In the 27th chapter, the 22nd chapter of Exodus, verse 20, Yahweh says, he that sacrifices unto any God. He that gives unto any God. Now, that's what it says. Save unto Yahweh only, he shall be utterly destroyed. Exodus 22:20. You make any kind of offering to any kind of God, Yahweh said you're going to be destroyed. He said, you make the offerings unto me only. Well, how do I know who I'm making the offerings unto? Well, you call him by name. You call him by name. And you don't call him Lord God. You call him by name. And that's what you do. I'm not fearful of this generation when it comes to this mighty revelation of his truth. He said, when you go into the tabernacle, you call me by name. You don't come before him saying, I praise you, Father. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, God. Which God? The spirit that you're praising in, which God are you talking to? You come in your hostility, your anger, your pagan formalities. His name is Yahweh, only him. He said, you sacrifice unto me. Give thanks unto his name. You bless his name. You call him by name. That's what he wants. Exodus 32 verse 1. As Moshe, now these texts are written by Moshe. Exodus 32 1. And Numbers 33:4. Exodus 32:1. Now this is the way this generation is. When the people saw that Moshe delayed his coming down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, make us what? Gods. That's why all gods are dogs, they're idols, they're pagans. And I say that without any compunction, without any faults of reservation, all gods are dogs. They said, let us make us not a god, but gods. Well, how did they get that kind of mindset? Because they had just came out of Egypt. They said, which shall go before us? For as for this Moshe, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we don't even know what has become of him. They do identify who brought them up. They do know who brought them up. And they say, he's finished, he'll make us another God. Give us some God. Give us some Eloah. That's what they want, and that's what this nation is doing. That's what the people of the world are doing. We'll make our own gods. Or we can use that expression, we can go under the banner of Jesus. But we got our Jesus apostate, we got our Jesus Baptist, we got our Jesus Methodist, and making God, saints. There's only one banner whereby the love of Yahweh is expressed in, and that is in him. And out of him flow the power of that love in the expression of Yahshua Messiah. It doesn't come in the name of Jesus. This trash they call love is not love, it's trash. It's filthiness. Don't love me with it. They're full of lies. Numbers 33:4. Well, I'm going to establish scriptures. You go back and you read the verses that precede these scriptures. Numbers 33:4. It says, for the Egyptian buried all their firstborn. They buried them, which Yahweh had smitten among them. He had killed them. Upon their gods also, Yahweh executed judgment. He brought judgment upon their gods. Don't tell me when these men call upon these gods, they're not enabled with power. And they are. That's why you have Sister Sally. She can read you. She can take bad luck off of you. Your love life is bad. She can fix all that. Don't tell me they cannot do that. because they can. They call upon their gods. And they use the name Jesus. They tell you, come on. They have gotten bold even with that now. Because the root of that word is a pagan word. The heathens give him that name. Just like the heathens give their friends name. Your name is James. They call you a Big Bob, a big boy. That's what they call you. They give you some kind of heathen expression. Your name is David. They call you Bean. They give you some kind of heathen expression. Every basketball player with some kind of identity, they all got names. Michael Jordan Air. Shaquille O'Neal, Shaq the Diesel. They give them heathen names. And that's what the name Jesus is. It's a pagan, and I will not stop saying that. I'm not afraid to say it. It's a pagan heathen name. It was not given of him by Gabriel when he came unto Miriam. He did not call him that pagan lie. As much as I preach it, I will preach against it with the same fervor and the same spirit. I must redeem the time. I have time to play around. The scripture says in Judges chapter 16. Now I want to show you some of the names of the gods. Now how do these gods retain their name and their character, but yet Yahweh doesn't? Judges 16, verse 22. He's talking about Samson here. It says, how be it the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. The hair of Samson began to grow. He began to restore his covenant back with Yahweh. Now you say, well, what Lord means Jesus when it's spelled with a capital L-O, small O-R-D. Lies. Look what it says in the next verse. 23. It says the who? Then the who? Come on, saints. It says in not Judges 16:23. Then who? Then who? Then who? Then who? That's all right. Then the Lord's. That's what it says. Of who? So you tell me that Messiah of this pagan people, he is identified as what their Lord is? Then the Lord of the Philistines gathered them to gather for an offering, for to offer a great sacrifice unto who? What does it say there? Who is he? Their what? Now, who is your God? If the Philistines had a God, they knew who they were offering sacrifices to. You tell me, in this hypocrisy of this nation, you're going to sacrifice to a God, and you don't know him? You're fool. I'm going ahead, too. They went to make sacrifices to who? My God. They're what? God. Now you tell me, now listen, saints, carefully. If Dagon retains his identity, you tell me the Father has lost the one that authored this book. It caused all these great things to happen in Egypt and Israel and in your life. And they sacrificed, it says that, unto Dagon, their God, and they what? Rejoice. Now, so what God do we rejoice then to? Tell me. If they knew their God and they rejoiced, which one do you rejoice to? For they said, our God. Now they give disregard to the Philistine God by using a little G there, don't they? And said, our God hath delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hand. They knew exactly what God they were praying unto. And Dagon is the God of the fish. He is a fish. And if this pagan Christianity, you see that symbol on their card, you see the dove and the fish. And when the people saw him, they praised who? Verse 24. And when the people saw him, they praised who? Their God. Now, did their God have a name? Is there a name associated with their God? So they praised our God. They praised him, for they said, our God have delivered into our hands our enemy and destroyer of our country, which slew many of us. How is it that that pagan God is known, and the one who made that pagan God has no identity? How is that? Well, he is Lord. Well, then the lords of the Philistines are as equal with him because they have the same magnitude of regard that Yahweh does. Not so, brothers and sisters. We have been duped. We have been lied to. That's just it. Our religion has lied to us. It has not been honest with us. Just like parents lie to their children. I don't believe preachers will lie. You lying hypocrite. You told your children there was a Santa Claus, didn't you? Come on here, hypocrites. You've lied to them. You put lies in them. Don't tell me they won't lie. You sit here all pious and say you haven't. You're a flat out liar. Now, there may be some of you all come up in this truth that didn't do it, but most, I was taught that there's a Santa Claus. I was taught that he's going to come down the chimney and bring you gifts. I was taught those lies and those fables. You've been taught those things. You've been taught things by your parents that were absolutely lies. You say what you want to. I will never tell my child a lie. You have lied to them. Mama, can I have that? Well, I don't have money. And yet you got $50, you know you got it. Instead of saying I'm not going to do it, you flat out told them a lie. So don't give me that hypocrisy, brothers and sisters. You're not dealing with some kind of fish fry preacher, okay? They identified their God and they gave praises unto him. And you can't identify your God. You're not even a heathen. This world is not even a heathen world. It's a beastly world. I'm not looking to make friendship. Messiah is my friend. He called me no more servant but a friend, because the servant knows not what his leader does, his ruler. And he's telling me what he's doing. It's like Stephen when he began to rebuke that hard-headed people about their gods. He talked about their gods too. The scripture says in 1 Kings 11, verse 4. It says, for it came to pass when Solomon was old. You understand that? He had gotten old. When he was old. That his wives, is that what it says, saints? I want to show you. That his wives turned away his heart after other gods. And his heart was not perfect with Yahweh, his Elohim. As was the heart of David, his father. It says in verse 5. For Solomon went after. Does it tell you he went after? It tells you he went after Ashtaroth. Why did he go after Ashtaroth? Because that was the goddess of the god of fertility. He was old, wasn't he? So he didn't have the type of, he didn't have the testosterone to take care of the wives. So they said, you go after Ashtaroth. You'll be able to handle us. Turn your heart away from Yahweh. But Yahweh said, you're getting old, Solomon. You're going to lose all those faculties. So they went after Ashtaroth, the god of fertility, of wars. That's what Ashtaroth is. Now, how is it that this god is named, but the god, if he's a god, the god of Solomon is not named? This hypocrisy and the lies they've taught us. The Baptists are full of lies. The Pentecostals, all of them. The man denied the most profound truth of Scripture, the Father's name. You have no Scripture without his name. That's why this truth has not had any power in our lives. You can sit all you want and say, it's shown great power in my life. You're a liar. You're falling into sin, into deep gullies of sin. Done it willfully. So Solomon went after Ashtaroth, the goddess of the Sidonians. Not only did he go after Ashtaroth, but he went after Milcom for the abomination of the Amorites. Who was Milcom? He sacrificed their infants, babies, their children to Milcom, that they may retain their youth and their vigor. And yet these gods are named, aren't they? Where's my father's name? What an insult that these gods are named. Ashtaroth. And folks know them and the father has no name. You are a hypocrite. His name is not Jesus. That's a lie. And I will speak against it. Long as Yahweh gives me breath. That's a pagan lie. It's a heathen lie. He went after not only Ashtaroth, but he went after Milcom. Gods of fertility, the gods of war. Sacrificing their young children to them to revive or to give them some kind of expression of youthfulness. That's why they did that, saints. If we spend time to do a little studying and research, we can find out things. We just don't do it. prove me to be a liar. Any of you prove me wrong in what I'm saying today. I invite you to. Verse 6. And Solomon did good. He did even in the sight of who? Yeah, but it says in the KJV, in the sight of the Lord. He did evil in the sight of Yahweh, and he went not fully after Yahweh as did his father David. He didn't serve him with a pure heart. This generation not serving Yahweh. They're not fully for him. They're fully for them, but they're not fully for him. Now, we've dealt with three different gods, Dagon, Ashtaroth, and Milcom. Now, where in Scripture before you find those gods, that you found the name of Yahweh? Don't you know that something is wrong? Can't you see the error there? Let me go on. You don't have to agree with me. That's all right. I'm either a false preacher or a sincere preacher. And I'm a real brother. I'm a real brother. I said to Brother Jason this morning, what I'm doing is right, and I'm not going to capitulate. For I know that the Father's name and the honor of His name must be restored only in His house to His people. When they hear that name, their hearts rejoice. Like when they heard the name of Dagon, that the folks rejoice, and they rejoice the more. It says in the same Kings, the 33rd verse of the same chapter. Listen to this now. 1 Kings 11:33. It says this, saints. Isn't this simple to understand? It says this. Because that they have forsaken me and have worshipped Ashtaroth, the goddess of the Zidonians. And look at this other god now. Not only did they worship Ashtaroth, but Chemosh. You know, they can't even find it. True, defining identity of this God. They're associated with Saturn and Mars. But they don't even know the true identity of this God. Well, I read in the beginning how Yahweh gave them over to the host of the what? Of the what? And so they must be in the heavens where they're worshiping, aren't they? He gave them over. Why did he give them over? Why? Because they had no love for what? And that's what he's going to give you over to when you don't have love for truth. You're going to have to love him. And when you love him, you must love his name. You are a flat out hypocrite and a liar. I don't care who it is. They say they love him and not love his name. His name must be sweet and pleasant in the mouths of his people. And yet he identified all these gods here now. And they worship Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, and Milcom, the god of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways to do that which is right in my eyes and to keep my statutes and my judgment as they did with their father. They turned to other gods. And that's what people are doing today. They're turning to other gods. Saints, think just clearly. Father, help us to think. Now, the Father's name is not mentioned nowhere to First King. Do you find his name? It's not mentioned anywhere. Why is it that these names are retained? Why is it that the historians, Brother Neesmith, know these names? And they retain the names and almost the proper way you announce them. Let's not pronounce actually Chemosh, but you can pronounce it that way, Kushmash. But it's almost the same. But yet these names of these gods retain their integrity. And yet the name of the one who wrote this book, it has no integrity in the book. Is that not foolish? Is that not stupidity? Wake him up. Is that not a foolish thing? The one who made it, yet there is no integrity of his name. You can't identify him, but you can identify every other god. Well, to me, I would think that I would deal with some of these gods. Because that other god, he has no name. Oh, gods are dogs. Ashtaroth is a dog. Molcom is a dog. And I don't take it back. That's the old stairway servant, Ashtaroth. He sacrificed the Molcom to try to restore some vitality or some virility to his wicked flesh. That's who he served. But that's old covenant preaching. Well, let us turn quickly to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 19. This is the disclosure of old Demetrius here. Acts 19 verse 26. As Brother Luke records this, Acts 19 verse 26. Well, Demetrius, as he saw his little honey hole was being torn down by Shaul, he says, moreover, ye see and hear that none along at Ephesus But almost everywhere throughout all Asia, this Shaul now has persuaded and turned away much people, saying that we be no gods which are made with hands. No gods that are made with hands. So we be no gods. There are no gods that are made with hands. So that not only is our craft in danger to be set at naught, but also that the temple of our great goddess, Diana. Do you tell me Shaul knew about this goddess Diana and didn't know the father's name? You are a fool if you think he did not. He was walking in his religious ways that he did not use the name. But Messiah brought viability and the light to the father's name. They call this goddess Diana. Should be despised. And her magnificence should be destroyed, whom some of Asia and the world worship. Whom who?
All.
How much saints?
All.
He said all. Isn't that what it says? All of Asia and the world worship. And all the world worship a God today. They all do. All of America worship God. They may call him Jesus, Lord, Jesus, whatever they worship of God. All America, they do. And the people that love Yahweh, they are ashamed of their father in front of the pagans. I'm not ashamed of my father. I will not cast this precious pearl before the swine, but I'm not ashamed of him. It's either that I'm preaching to you all a lie today or the truth. And if it is the truth and you don't obey it, if you don't have love for war, woe unto us. You don't obey it, then woe unto you. He says to the Galatians in Galatians 4:8. Galatians 4:8. Shaul says, how be it then, when ye knew not Yahweh, you didn't even know him. You didn't know him, saints. We didn't know him. But look what he says now. Ye did service unto him which by nature are no gods. When you didn't even know Yahweh, you did service unto those things which by nature, you didn't even know whether they were gods or what. You served the devil. You didn't know that. You didn't know the devil was a god or there were gods. You didn't know that. He says, but now after that ye have known Yahweh. He said, nah, let me correct that. Or rather, you are known of Yahweh. How turn ye again to the weak and beggary elements whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage? After Yahweh has known you and put a little something in you, how do you go back to those kinds of things? How do you go back to those weak and beggary elements of the world? When you didn't even know a God, you served a God. You served your homes and your children, your cars, your jobs. Is that something that is very profound today? That people love their things more than they love Yahweh. They love their children. They don't even love Yahweh. They love pagan activities more than they love Yahweh. One of the most pagan, despised days upon the face of the earth is near. It's called Christmas. It is demology. It is of the demon powers of hell. And they will celebrate. They will put up their pagan trees. That is all pagan. It is not of Yahweh. And these lying preachers will have up trees in their whorehouses and all of that. They will not speak against it. They will have their little cotados. They will give out gifts. They want gifts. You got the preachers of Christmas gift and all that. That is pagan. It is not of Yahweh. He never told you to do that. They will have the little manger scenes. They will have all the little pagan regalas. That is not of Yahweh. It is wrong. It is pagan. It's wrong to put up those pagan things in the homes. It's wrong to touch those pagan things. It's wrong to be a part of it. It's wrong to celebrate that. It's wrong to acknowledge that. How could one say that they have come to the knowledge of whom Yahweh is, or that Yahweh knew them, and they go back and turn to the weak and beggary elements of the world and say they love Yahweh? They're liars. They don't even love a God. I want to be free, Father. And I'm free from all men, the expectations. I'm free. I'm free to serve Him. No, that doesn't mean that I'm not committed to brothers. And that mean that I'm not under rule and authority, because I am. For the same rule for one is the same for all. That doesn't mean I'm a renegade. It doesn't mean that. No, it doesn't mean that. I'm responsible to every brother and to every sister. And so if you live right and do things right, your responsibility will shine. They will know how responsible you are. I have no more of my own. The hand cannot say to the foot, I don't need the foot. The foot can't say to the mouth, I don't need you. I need every part. You need every part of the body. But you can't see that. That's ignorance. And that's what this wicked world is saying. Every God has a name except the one that wrote about them. Yahweh has a name, and his name is a precious name. It's a sweet name. It's a memorial unto him. It calls you to remember his great power. That's why Abraham went out and built an altar unto Yahweh. Why? Because when he passed by, the children of Israel were passed by and made them remember who did the works. It was Yahweh who did it. That's why they would build altars in places when they would journey through land. They would put up an altar, stone altar there for Yahweh. And when they would pass that way, or any of the Israelites, or anyone of the knowledge of the truth, they would pass it. And it would cause their minds, I don't care what their situation was, to remember the mighty works of the great holiness and the power of Almighty Yahweh. And they would fall before that altar and praise Almighty Yahweh. And they knew who they were praising. They were not praising Ashtaroth or Chemosh or Milcom. They knew the one that they serve. And to say that it's not. So it's ignorant. His name hasn't changed. If his name changed, Abraham's name changed. And Shatan's name changed. That's why Yahweh gave him that name. I know we say Satan, but it's Shatan, S-H-A-T-A-N. That's the proper pronunciation. And if you look at the Hebrew lexicon and you have it pronounced, it will say Shatan. Shatan. That's close enough, isn't it? Satan. Shatan. You know who it is. Did you take away Yahweh and say Adonai? Jesus, Lord, how there's no proximity even in the closeness of the name. How can you draw some correlation between Jesus and Yahweh? It can't be done. And the powers of hell know that. And that spirit today has caused them to become anti-Messiah. When they hear the truth of Yahweh, of this great Messiah, Yahshua, they despise and they hate it. That's what they do. Judges chapter 8. Judges chapter 8, verse 33. I want to identify a few more of these gods. There are much more. I'm going to continue this on Wednesday night now. I'm not through with this. I'm going to walk this one down, all right? I'm not through with this one. We're going to be in this a little while. Because the scripture mentioned the word God, gods, almost 400 or 500 times. And you think it's just, we shouldn't take notice of that? Now, I know man put that in there. You think we shouldn't take notice of that? It says in Judges chapter 8, verse 33, this is either the truth or it's a lie. And everybody loves to talk about Gideon, don't they? The scripture says, and it came to pass as soon as Gideon was dead. Do you hear that? As soon as Gideon was dead, the children of Israel turned again. And they went a whoring after who? After who? Don't you understand who Balaam was? He was the Lord. He was the master of the Lord of divinity of the Phoenicians and the Babylonians. He was a Babylonian god. So that's what they did. They went back to their Babylonian ways. And that's what this world do to, that's what it does today. When they turn from the truth, they go back to the Babylonian ways. Now, does it identify what god they went to? Does it identify the god that they went to? That it tells us, that this scripture tells us the God that they went to. It tells us the God that they went to. They went after Balaam, and they made Baal-Berith their God. It tells you the name of the God within the composition of Balaam. That's who they made their God. Lord of Covenants. See, that's what the name He means. He's the one that, He's the oath, He's the one of oaths. That's what Yahweh is. And so these names, they know, this power of hell knew what he was doing. So trying to identify these forces of darkness that give the people some kind of comfort. Well, we know that he is the Lord. He is the one of covenants. So he'll keep covenant with us. Name to God, doesn't it? Why is it that the name of the Father is not there? Why is it it doesn't tell you the one that they call upon before they call upon him? It says in the ninth chapter of the same book, verse 45. Ninth chapter. When all the men of the towers in verse 46, Judges 9:46, this is when Abimelech took the city of Shechem. He destroyed it. And Yahweh gave him power to do that. He sowed salt and just actually devastated the city. But it says in verse 46 here, in Judges 9, and when all the men of the tower of Shechem heard that, they entered into and whole of the house of the God Bereth. Does it call the God out by name? It tells you once they realized the city was taken hold, they went into the house of their God. Should not we go into the house of our Father? You think that they did not call their God by name, the God of covenant? That's where they went. We should call our Father's name. He has a name. It's a beautiful name. I'll call it. Well, any of you all have to, I will. I'm not ashamed of it. That's why I preach it before I ever compel you. I'll ever compel you. I'm not going to compel you. He's either he always puts this, the beauty of his character in us, or he doesn't. And that's the truth. I don't want these pagan lies. There are many things I've learned, like Paul. Well, I don't think so. Shaul had learned much. 13 different languages he learned. He knew the Torah, but he had simply been taught it wrong. Because he was not expecting the mighty promise that would reveal the power and the truth of the Torah and the prophets. And that was Messiah. And we've been taught a lot of things wrong. Period. We've been taught a lot of things wrong. Judges 11:24. Dealing with some of the names of these gods. Will not thou possess that which Chemosh thy God give thee to possess? To whosoever Yahweh our Elohim shall drive out before us, them will we possess. Now what is it that in the King James it says that whosoever the Lord God drives out? Yet in the same text it tells us the name of the God here, Chemosh. And yet when it comes to Yahweh, he has no name. Yet when it comes to the one that give them power to drive out even those that are of Chemosh, he has no name. And yet this God has a name. If we just logically look at scriptures, it will make us think. We're such an ignorant, stupid people because our feelings don't mean nothing to Yahweh. Base things on our ignorant feelings. I'm not basing nothing. My feelings have deceived me. Have you ever gotten up and said you didn't feel well, and all of a sudden, because you say you didn't feel well, all of a sudden you say, man, I feel all right. Gotten up angry and didn't even know why you were angry, had nothing to be angry of. That was your feeling and emotion. Have you ever done that? Well, I have. Then when you realize, you say, why am I acting this way? There's nothing for me to act this way. No reason. 1 Samuel chapter 5. You say, please go back and look at these things on this week. I ought to have a quiz on Wednesday and see. 1 Samuel. If Yahweh puts it in my heart to labor for you, can't you labor for him? I do. I said yesterday I was out helping Brother Chris and the scripture came to my heart, so I called Brother Kevin because I wanted to go look at the scriptures. I bless Yahweh for that. When I can go and look at those things that I need to understand. Not only do I want to labor in the things that bring about the perfection. No, I've not really got some book. Yeah, I have this notebook here because I got scriptures printed out, make it much easier. 1 Samuel chapter 5, verse 7. And when the men of Ashdod saw that it was so, they said, the ark of Yahweh, of Israel, shall not abide with us. Why? For his hand is sore upon us and upon Dagon, our God. Did they identify their God? Did they call him by name? Did they identify their God by name? Then why don't we identify our Father by name? They knew their God. They knew that the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh would dwell with them. And it's not going to dwell with you unless you identify his supreme power. He made Dagon. Dagon is a dog. All gods are dogs. They're heathen things. They're pagan things. I will get into that in a greater detail on Wednesday. I want to close out here because I know how this carnal flesh is. It gets weary. It doesn't get weary with foolishness and watching television and foolish things. There are those that will sit there all day today and watch football. They watch basketball. The youngest will be glued to the television with cartoons and trash. And yet when it comes to the pure things of Yahweh to give us that great strength, you're going to need power in this hour. I don't care what you think. And you're going to have to call on his name. You're going to know who you're calling on. I don't want to call on some mystic God. God, Lord, Lord, help me. Father. No, Yahweh. 2 Kings chapter 1. 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 3. He says, But the Melechim of Yahweh said unto Elijah, the Tishbite, 2 Kings 1, 3, said unto Elijah, the Tishbite, he says, Arise, go ye up to meet the messenger of the king of Samaria, and say unto them, Is it not because there is not a Elohim in Israel? Is it not because I'm not there? Yahweh is not there. He said that ye should go and inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, the god of the flies. He said, is it not that Yahweh is in the midst, that you should go and call upon Beelzebub. Now, why would they identify Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, the god of flies? And yet the mighty one of creation, why is his name not made known? Tell me, saints. I mean, just my logic thinking and an intellectual, just a carnal knowledge thinking, why is not his name there? Tell me. And yet Beelzebub is there. That's why they said that the works the Messiah did were the works of Beelzebub. He come to the spirit of Beelzebub because they knew the gods. His name is Messiah. It's not Jesus. It's not Jesus. Now don't take that back. 1 Chronicles 16. 1 Chronicles 16. Verse 24. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 24. Scripture says, declare his honor among who? The heathens. You got to declare his name amongst the heathens. Oh, God is good to me. Who is your God? I said that to Teresa Stair. Your God is a dog. Of course, they've been chiming on that last night and today. Old Burgess got up there and said, how could a man say he's a pastor and say your God is your dog? And yet that's all he's using. God is good, God. But what is your God? Who is your God? I say, good. And their God is a dog. Ashtaroth. Molech. I know Yahweh. And his name is not interchangeable with the pagan Jesus or the pagan lords. He's not the Lord of the Philistines. He said, declare his honor amongst the heathens. His marvelous work among all nations. It says, for great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised. He is also is to be feared above all gods. Above all Elohs, he is to be feared. You should fear him. It says, for all the gods of the people are what? They're dogs. All gods are dogs. All of their gods. All the gods of the people are idols. Something they're made out. That's what they are. They're dogs. But what it says there? For Yahweh made the heavens. He said, their gods are dogs. They're idols. But Yahweh made the heavens. Don't forget that. Yahweh made the heavens. All the gods of the people are idols. And the day all of their gods are idols. Their gods are idols. They can incorporate, oh, Jesus with anything. You can be a whore, you can be a stripper, and say you're stripping for Jesus. A football player, you're killing somebody for Jesus. You're breaking a man's back. Well, I don't intend to go out and hurt, but don't tell me that's the spirit of Yahweh in a man when he goes out and crack a man's back like that. You got to have a tenacious demon in you to do that. I was reading the other day that a man said, these young ball players do not realize that they must 24/7 think basketball, live basketball, and eat basketball. But you can't have no life. You got to serve the God. I warn you people, you better begin to study the scriptures. You better cast down your little penny-any emotions. You better begin to study scriptures. And see what scripture says. For all the gods of the people, they are idols. But Yahweh made the heavens. All gods are idols. All gods. Every god is an idol. It's a dog. It's an idol. Look what they did to Daniel. Daniel chapter 4. Look what Nebuchadnezzar did. Daniel chapter 4 verse 8. This is scripture here. It says in Daniel chapter 4 verse 8. But at the last, Daniel came in. He came in before Nebuchadnezzar, as all the scholars and the soothsayers trying to figure out the dream. He came in. Now listen to what it says now. Daniel chapter 4, verse 8. Doesn't it read like this in the text you're reading? Whose name was Belteshazzar, according to the name of who? My God. And whom is the spirit of the holy gods? Not just God now, but the holy gods. That's what that Belshazzar was. It was the name of Nebuchadnezzar's God. And their names were changed. And they were given names of gods. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. The names were changed by heathens. Were they not heathens in Babylon? You tell me this is not a heathen name. Belshazzar, is that the name Yahweh gives him? That's not what the name Daniel means. That's not what it means. And so they were given heathen names. You see what I tell you? The name Jesus is a pagan name. Is a heathen name. Is Belshazzar a pagan name? It's a pagan name. So is Jesus. It's pagan. Because heathens gave the name. Not righteous men. Heathens. Heathens. He said, because his name be the spirit of the gods are with him, and before him I told the dream, saying. So they changed his name, that when they call upon their gods, their gods will speak in them. That has always been a ritual and a part of religious worship throughout the ages, saints. We don't know things because we don't study things. We don't look at things. We look at things from such a warped perspective. And our limited little growth that we had in growing up, we look at things that way. We don't challenge what Yahweh's put in us, and he gave us the ability. He put his breath in us. And if it's against him, he will expose that thing in us. His breath is for him. He is the one that put breath in you. Look what it says here in Amos, y'all, chapter 5, verse 26. I want to close with this, but I want to extol the Father's name in a few scriptures. I want to stop here for today. And this is what it says in Amos, y'all, chapter 5, verse 26. I pray to Yahweh that this is making sense. I pray that it brings some understanding. Is it making sense, sister? Bless you then. If I reach nobody but her, that's all right. That's all right. Making sense to you, brother? Good. Reach two then. That's enough. Amos, you are chapter 5, verse 26. He says, but ye have borne the tabernacle of your Moloch, the God whereby you sacrifice infants. You have made your tabernacle of a Moloch, great what he says. And Chunan, your images. This was an Assyrian type God. It was a Babylonian God. And the reason Yahweh gave them over to that God, can I tell you why? Because this was the sign of the apostate of the house of Israel. And that's why he's given this whole world, church world, over to their God, because it shows the apostate. Because the Son and the Father, they're one. There ain't no two different, just one. The Spirit is one. And so it's an apostate type of thing today that's taking place. And he always giving them over to it, saying, that's why, because they have no love for the truth, he's giving them over to worship the host of the heaven. Don't think that he has changed. That's new covenant, isn't it? Because they receive not the love of the truth. You hear that? Not the love. People will dispute the truth and fight against it because their traditions make void the truth of Yahweh. Because they say, well, I was born and raised this way. That's the same lie my mother said. I was born a Baptist, I'm going to die when all Baptists go to hell. I was born a Pentecostal, I'm going to die when I don't care. That's not my philosophy. I was born in shape. I was born in sin. I was conceived that way. My mother was a whoremonger. Say what you want to. And I was born in sin. I was shaped in iniquity after the pattern of a whoredom. And so I don't want to go that way. I may have been born in sin, but I'm not going to continue in sin. So I was born this way. This is where I've come up. I'm going to maintain. No, I don't want to maintain the way I've come up. If I can't look back 3 months from the day and see how pitiful I was 3 months ago, something is wrong. I look back each month and I see how shallow I am. It's all about the mercies of Almighty Yahweh, by His truth and His love toward me, that He brings me to a place where I can comprehend Him to some degree. And just to know a little of His wonderful, wonderful work is great. So all these gods, they identify. Now we've got to find out if these people, we're going to find out as I preach on the subject, if these Israelites, he's dealing with the house of Israel too. If they knew the name of these gods, then what about the mighty one that created all things? Did they know his name? Sure they did. Sure they did. That's why Moshe, when Yahweh spoke to him, the first thing he did, he went and got who? The elders. He called all the elders. Read the scriptures. He got the elders. That's what he did. Because they knew the Father's name. He said, but you have brought the tabernacle of Molech and turned in your images. He says, look at this now. The star of your God. And that's why they have the star of David and all the stars. The star of your God, which ye made to yourself. You made your own gods. And that's what America has done. That's why you got the Baptist God, the Methodist, and they all have different gods. You got the black God, you got the white God, you got the Jew God, you got the Greek God, you got the German God, you got the African God. They all have gods. They all do. You got the Roberts family God, you got the Massey family God, you got the Rainey family God, you got the Honeycutt family God, because every God thinks it's better than the other God. Every God wants to outdo the other God. That's the truth. I know what I'm preaching. And I don't take it back. I'm going to stop there, but I want to fortify the name of my Father before I close. I'll read these scriptures. You just hear them. It says in Psalms 91:14, David said, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver unto him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. You always say, because you have set your love, I've set my love upon you. I'm going to set you on high because you have known my name. Isaiah 42:8. You always says, I am Yahweh, and that is my name. He is not Lord, that is my name. I am Yahweh. That is my name. And my honor will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. All gods are graven images. And Yahweh is not going to give his praise to a graven image. He said that, Isaiah 42:8, I am the Lord, that is my name. Is that not how it reads in the KJV? Does that make sense? I am the city, that is my name. You go into the most grandest city in the world. What is that city's name? City? No, I'm Yahweh. That is my name. He won't give that to anyone else. Isaiah 52:6. He said, therefore my people. Now listen to this. Isaiah 52:6. If you're his people, therefore my people shall know my name. Only his people is going to know his name. Therefore they shall know in the day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. They're going to know that it's me speaking. And you that know his name, you're going to know whether this is David Roberts speaking of Yahweh. You're going to know. Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 11. He said, in this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes. Behold, even I have seen it, saith Yahweh. But go ye now unto the place which was at Shiloh, where I set my name at the first. Now that's where he says, set my name. He ought to set his name at the first when we get saved. Truly, ought to set his name at first and shout in our hearts, brothers and sisters. He said, well, I set my name at first and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people, Yisrael, because they turned away from my name. You're not going to turn away from his name. And this world has turned away from it. That's for all the religious leaders, all denominations. I know you all do much research. There's some of you that research that you know that they all know his name. They tell you in their document statement, they're all answering that today. But they're saying, well, we don't have to use it. Lies. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 9. And I will bring a third part through the fire, and I'll refine them as silver is refined, and I will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name. You go through tribulation, you have to call on his name. And I will hear them, I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, Yahweh is my Elohim, my deliverer. Yeah. You're going to let people know who your deliverer is. Not some Lord, some God. Malachi chapter 1, verse 11. For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and if you offering for my name, shall be great among the heathen, saith Yahweh host. Now, is that name great amongst the heathens today? It's not great. It's hated. It's despised. And he says it's going to be great amongst the heathens. I believe that, Father. Malachi Yah, chapter 4, verse 2. But unto you that fear my name, so you got to fear his name, so the shadow of righteousness rise with healing in his wings. That's why there's no healing today. These liars, they're not healing. They're not healing. It's the power of darkness. Many are going to come in that last day and say, Messiah, have I done wonderful works in your name? Cast out demons. Heal the sick. done all those things. He's going to tell you, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. Now, how are they doing it? The scripture tells us that this anti-power that is coming is going to go with great wonders and great signs. Isn't that what scripture said? And what Shaul said? This is an ignorant world. This is a stupid generation. Because they got time to play and to commit folly, but not time to love Yahweh and to take time for Him. He said, they shall go forth and grow up as calves in the stall. I close with Revelation chapter 14, 1. And I look, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their forehead. Revelation 15, 4. Who shall not fear thee, O Yahweh, and honor thy name? You tell me. Now that's new covenant, isn't it? Who shall not fear thee, O God? Let's use that expression. Who shall not fear, O God? Who shall not fear thee, O God, and honor thy name? But it says glorify thy name. I prefer honor. And honor thy name. Now, if he is the God that you say is it, then what is his name that you're going to honor? Why don't you understand? Well, that's Jesus. Not! For thou only are holy, for all nature shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgment are made manifest. I close with this, Revelation 22, 4. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. You better find out what the name is. And once you find out what the name is, you better begin to acknowledge that. If you see any little hypocrisy, every last one of you, you better find out what his name is. You better begin to honor that name. You better begin to call him by his name. You can go around the old barn, as they say, but you got to come in to find out what's in the barn. You can go around, but you got to come in. And if you don't come in, you will never receive the blessings of the Father. And that's the truth. You must come in at the door. The Messiah is the door. He is the doorway. You must come in. It's not a pagan Jesus. I said, nah. All these other gods retain their name. They are great in depth. I'm going to take us in on Wednesday night. I will show you. All these gods retain their name except Yahweh. You know that's a fallacious lie from hell. Don't tell me these men that took the scriptures, they did not eradicate that. The pens of the scribes are wicked and corrupt. And that's the truth. And the scribes today, they're wicked. And Yahweh's one thing he's going to establish a mighty sanctification of his name and the holding of his name in his house. And he's going to establish his mandate, his order, and his authority is going to be in the midst of his house. And his house is going to be ruled and governed by him. And you will know those men that he ordained to stand as oracles of power to proclaim his authority. And you don't have to appreciate it. He's still going to do it. If there's only two, he's going to do it. He took Sodom out of Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot and his family, and the wife became a whore because she was a Jezebel. She turned around because she loved the world. And that's what folks are doing. They turn around. They turn a blind eye to sin today. I won't do it. I'm not going to do it, saints. They turn a blind eye to sin. They see sin and they won't call sin sin. No, it's wicked. It's wrong. They call wrong right and bitter sweet and sweet bitter. That's wickedness. It's wrong. That's wrong. That's wickedness. That's an abomination. That's wrong. That's wrong. Son, that's wrong. Daughter, that's wrong. Children, that's wrong. That's corrupt. That's wrong. And I was speaking that way. I went down to visit those brothers down there. I spoke the truth. And the folks got mad at me. That's all right. I have no problem with people getting mad at me. I said, I have no problem with y'all getting mad at me. I have no problem with y'all want me to sit down. And then they messed up by asking me a question. I give me another chance. Oh, don't do that. Sure. I speak his truth. Some way his truth must be preached. And I speak a simple truth. That's what I speak. A simple truth. Well, because he is the truth. Almighty Yahweh is the truth. And in him is no lie. There's no lie in him. And Messiah didn't come to tell us a lie. He could come in no name but the Father's name. The name Jesus is heathen name. It's a pagan name because heathens gave it to him. That's what it is. It's not the name that was sent from heaven. No, sir. That didn't get messed up. It didn't get messed up with Abraham, Isaiah, none of those men. And the name's almost basically pronounced the way it is in the Hebraic term, isn't it? They all are. You look at that. I look at those names all the time. I do. And almost everything is almost enunciated in the Hebraic term. All of them. I showed y'all one day in teaching here. I caused the names to be announced and showed you every name except the Father's name. Even the name Shatan. It maintains its character. The only name that has no character in text is the name of Yahweh. And they allowed it in Psalm 68 to say, well, we'll leave it there. And yet in the KJV, in the 1611, I have the original copy. His name is right there. They wrote it in Hebrew. Yahweh. They knew his name. Because if they had to change and put his name there, then they would have been heretics. So you could not go. How many of y'all know how many Bibles, what they call Bibles, were before King James ever came out? Do a little research. I know how many. Well, do a little research. You tell you how many. There were scriptures already there. There were scriptures. There were scriptures. I know exactly how many there were. You do a little research. I'm taking long to find that out. And they could not go apart from that. Because if they had them, then they would have been heretics. They would have been burned at the stake. They would have killed them. So they had to almost, even though King James knew that, so he had to almost interpret things on the line of the Great Bible, the Tyndale, all them, Wycliffe. He had to almost interpret things on that line. I know exactly how many there were. I know. No, I'm not going to tell you. Just find it out. So that was not the first scripture. And we translated. And as I said, the Jews mocked them. They say, man, these folks, man, they are ignorant. They don't even understand the language. They don't understand the culture of the language. Just like the word Greek name means ona. And the Hebrew, it says Hashem. And they're totally different meaning. What it expressed in Greek and Hebrew, the meaning is just so far apart. The Greek expressed just a narrow perspective, but the Hebrew in that language is, am I right, sister? It's a greater emphasis. It is. That's why names are so important. That's why when they were going to name Yokohana out of the liturgy, whoa, now, names are important. Are they not? What would I call her? She had no name. Listen to this thing. Think about this just with a clear conscience. What would you call this old man right here if he had no name? What is your name? No name? No name? Now, that's crazy, isn't it? Well, I know you got a no name. Look, can we call you Daddy Gray? That'd be all right. Well, that's got a good ring. We call him Daddy Gray. So don't tell me names are not important. It is the most important. In the Aramaic language, that was the most essential, most important thing. Without a name, no one existed. And they let you know that even in the Aramaic world today, everything, they don't have last names like we have. You may have, Arafat, but that's not his last name. That's not a surname. That's the name of kinsmen. That's the lineage of the kinsmen whereby they come out. And even in amongst his friends, they don't call him Yasser Arafat. His name is not Yasser Arafat. Yasser Arafat to the world. That's how important names are. We're lazy people. Yeah, you point to you. Don't look at your neighbor. I'm lazy. That's what it is. May Yahweh bless you. Give you strength and peace. May Yahweh bless you, sister. Be encouraged. I am. I want to tell you the truth. I don't want to hold the truth of, like me to hold the truth of unrighteousness. I want to tell you the truth, saints. I want to look at the scriptures and see what scriptures say. That's what I want. And I know the Father has a name. If all these other gods have names, then he has one. It must be. He has to. If all gods have names, then what is the Father's name? The great creator. Who did this work around here? Who is the architect of that building? Oh, Jimmy Smith, huh? Everything has a name. Everything in the world has a name. And we're the most ignorant people, the ones that call themselves, quote, Christians. I don't call myself a Christian because I'm not. I'm a saint. That's a derogative thing. I know stuff like that. I'm going to take that off. Just Victory Academy. Because it was a derogatory thing. It really is. That expression is derogatory. How they're Christian. And not, they were saints. You always call us saints, brethren. That's what he calls us. He never called us that. That's the truth. May Yahweh bless you. We stand to our feet. Be encouraged, saints. Have a wonderful time today. Get a little rest. Good to see you. Our Father in all things, we bless you. We praise you for all things in the mercy of Messiah. Bless your people. Go with them, I pray. Touch everybody. And all things, we ask in Messiah's name. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you.